Hello and welcome to episode 38 of Tibbles Nibbles. This week we are on the takeaway edition.
Oh.
Tibbles Nibbles, the amateur food review.
So this week I ordered from a curry house because we've been talking about curries today, which will be going up on the website a little bit later on. And we ordered from a place I've used before. I was hoping to order from one of my two favourite places, which is Red Spice, which is a takeaway place very close to my house, and also the Bengal Lancer, which is up in Kentish Town. And this time I ordered from the Rajdoot, which is up near Hampstead Heath Station. Between the two of us, we ordered a pretty decent mix of different foods. So we had poppadoms and chutneys to start off with. We then had prawn puree, lamb tikka, prawn vindaloo, Balti special mixed Balti, mushroom rice, keema naan and a saag bhaji. So that all arrived pretty quickly. The guy put the bag on the ground like they do now, and I carried it inside, and we opened everything up, and it all looks very good. All the photos will be up on the website. Everything was nice. We were very surprised and pleased with the poppadoms. They put an extra couple in for us, I think, because we had spent so much money. The bill came to about 55 quid, so for two people, that is quite a lot of money, though bearing in mind this restaurant is in basically the south end of Hampstead, so probably not a huge surprise. The poppadoms were really nice. I think they've been freshly cooked for us rather than what most people do, which is cook a huge stack at some point and then heat them up over a gas flame when they want them. The chutneys were very nice. The mint sauce had a nice undertone of heat in it. And I thought the pickle, and it was just advertised as pickle on the menu, was going to be a lime pickle, but it wasn't. I think it was more like a tamarind. So that was very nice. We put that on the poppadoms, and that was lovely. And then for the starters, I really enjoyed my prawn puree. The puree itself was quite thick and not quite as light as other places have done it, but the prawn curry that was inside it, I think, was probably a boona rather than a pathir. It wasn't quite as spicy as some others, which isn't a bad thing for me. It was just the right side of spicy, and that was really nice. The lamb tikka got a good thumbs up from my friend Stu, who was eating it. Pretty sure it wasn't lamb, as with the vast majority of lamb in Indian restaurants. It will actually be mutton, but of course, if somebody puts mutton on the menu, nobody will buy it, so they call it lamb. But it's, I think, better to be mutton, tastier, richer flavour, and all that good stuff. So that got a nice write-up. The only thing that we didn't get with the lamb tikka, which we were sort of expecting, was some mint sauce. But I wonder whether they just rolled that into the mint sauce that we bought. And then on to the main course. The prawn vindaloo was a classic British Indian prawn vindaloo. Quite a thin sauce, nice sweet and sour flavour, and properly hot. Needless to say, in these social distancing times, I didn't have a dip and try, which is probably a good thing, because vindaloo is way too hot for me. But it got a solid thumbs up from Stu, which is good. My Balti special mix was basically lamb chicken and king prawn Balti. It was very nice, but really quite expensive at 16 quid. There was a generous portion of meat in it, mostly lamb, with some chicken and some king prawn in it. It was actually delicious. Really nice mix of spices. Not particularly hot. I would call it probably just on the milder side of medium, but no, not the worst for that. A really nice spice blend in there that gave it an excellent depth of flavour, and the onions that were in there as well, that was really delicious. The mushroom rice was really very nice. It was obviously cooked. It was obviously been fried in ghee. It had that real rich buttery taste which we wanted. The only thing we were slightly disappointed of with the mushroom rice was there didn't seem to be very many mushrooms in it. Normally when you buy a mushroom rice, you get sort of little slices of baby mushrooms. There was more like flecks in this one, which was a little bit of a shame. And then the saag bhaji we had, I thought, was okay. We were both talking, and when we were chatting about it, we were deciding whether we wanted saag bhaji and saag paneer. We probably wanted saag paneer, actually, but we ordered the bhaji instead. I thought it tasted a little bit burnt around the edges, but it was very nice all the same, and it had flecks of red chilli in it as well that gave it a little bit of background warmth, I think, which was very welcome. And then the keema naan, very nice. Stu prefers his keema not to be in like the little sort of lamb burger on the inside, which this one was, but it seemed to be pretty well broken up and went down very nicely. All in all, it came to just over 55 quid for two very hungry people. We ate the vast majority of it. Would I order from it again? Yes. I mean, I've ordered from there a couple of other times. I really like their butter chicken. It's really nice, and they do like a special Goan mixed curry, which is sort of like coconut based, which is also really very nice. So when I'm feeling a bit flash and a bit flush, I order from there. It's got a very high review on Deliveroo. I think it's a 4.7, so well worth trying, but just bear in mind it's not going to be as cheap as most of the other places that you'll go to.
Oh, what the feck is Tibbles Nibbles?
So there you go. That's the review for this place. Let me know if there are any other places that you think are within the NW1 postcode that will probably be able to reach me, and I'll test them out and let you know what I think. As always, photos will be up on the website, www.tibblenibbles.com. You can always drop me an email, tibblenibbles@gmail.com, or contact me through Instagram @tibblenibblesblog. Thank you very much for your time, and I look forward to speaking to you next time.